Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I love to do this program, and I love to do this program even while recovering. I love to be able to do it again, because I love to bring you encouragement. I know what it's like, day after day, with all the responsibilities that you have, difficulties, challenges, whatever you're facing, or a time of great joy that are sometimes few and far between. I am just so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for your listening, but I'm so grateful that you've offered your lives to God. I am so grateful that you pray. And I really want to encourage you. We need to get a little bolder. I don't mean we need to speak about Jesus every sentence we make, but I think when the situation warrants it, I just want to encourage you, share something you've read or share something that you've heard about in a way that encourages people. And that's why I mention the saints here so much, because there are many saints in the church, but we don't know all about them. We don't know who they are, but they went before us. They went before us. And in fact, when John of Capistrano died, he said, "Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory." That was his constant prayer when he was dying. "Not to us, O Lord, not to us, to your name be the glory." And he's known today as the patron of military chaplains. Ask St. John of Capistrano to help our armed forces, but ask him to help us in the wars we fight within our own lives and within our own homes, or workplaces, wherever the case may be. He wants to help each of us. He can encourage us. The opening prayer says, "O God, who raised up St. John of Capistrano to comfort your faithful people in tribulation, place us, we pray, under your safe protection and keep your church in everlasting peace." Pray for yourself. Pray for your family. Pray for your parish. And pray for the whole church right now. We're going through some challenging times. Let's ask God's help. He wants us to turn. The more we turn to him, the more we may be able to hear the truth. So let's turn to him and pray. Just pray hard every day. The first reading today is from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 6, verses 12 to 18. "Brothers and sisters, sin must not reign over your mortal bodies so that you obey their desires. And do not present the parts of your bodies to sin as weapons for wickedness. Present yourselves to God as raised from the dead to life, and the parts of your bodies to God as weapons for righteousness. Sin is not to have any power over you unless you give in to it, since you are not under the law. You are under grace." Think of that. God poured out the grace for you and for me. He did that. Open your heart to him and thank him and ask him for grace for whatever you face today in life. Ask him for grace just for the day. Scripture goes on to say, "What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? Of course not. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one you obey, either of sin which leads to death or of obedience which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that though you were once slaves of sin, you have become obedient from the heart." Have you? You have become obedient from the heart to the pattern of teaching to which you were entrusted. You were entrusted. Jesus' teaching is an unparalleled gift. It has no price tag. It's enormous. And you've been given it. Are you a good steward of it? Do you ponder his word? Do you seek to follow him? Just one way, every day as you read the scripture, what can I do today? It may be the same thing for several days or several weeks or a month or more. But it may be other things as well. Listen to him. You might be inspired. If you're not, then just do what you think is best. Because what we want is what the scripture says, freed from sin you have become slaves of righteousness, and that's what we want. If I'm going to be a slave, let it be slave to what is good and right and true and what leads to life. We have become slaves of righteousness, and our help is in the name of the Lord. Calling on the Lord's name has power. Not swearing, not just using it as a word you often use when you're angry or upset or totally shocked or something, but it's Jesus, 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 you are my Savior. You are my Redeemer. You redeemed me, and even though I haven't followed you closely, if that's the case, open your heart to him and say, Lord, would you lead me? And then begin to read. Read a paragraph or two of Scripture every day. Read the four Gospels first. Read them every day and ask God to shift your mind and your heart in the direction it needs to go, that you might follow him more closely. Because our help is in the name of the Lord. Don't look elsewhere. We were rescued like a bird from the fowler's snare. He did that for me, he does that for you. Broken was the snare, and we were freed. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. My goodness, brothers and sisters, we're giving all the help we could possibly be given. We just don't rely on it. We tried to do it ourselves. We try to use man-made things to help us, and many man-made things do help us. But if you want eternal life, we need to turn to the one who's our Creator, our Redeemer, our Savior. We need to turn to him daily or many times a day, just saying to him, Lord Jesus, direct me now, show me now, help me now. If something comes, do it. If something you say, oh my gosh, I forgot about this, then do it. Don't sit there expecting that a thunderbolt's going to come and God's going to come down from the sky. He could do that, but that's not normally what he does with us. But he will speak. He'll either speak through another person, as I've said before, through something you read, through the sermon at Mass on Sunday. You never know. Somebody's going to say something that you say, oh my gosh, I never thought of that before. Something like that. When that happens, pause. Don't just skim over it. Pause and ask the Lord, what is it you would have me do? We want to be a slave of righteousness. The Gospel of Luke tells us, chapter 12, verses 39 to 48, Jesus said to his disciples, be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Oh, it won't be in my lifetime. How do you know? What is it that God's about? How do you be attentive to him? How do you serve him? And then Peter said, Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone? And the Lord replied, who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so, doing what you should be doing. Truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that master says to himself, oh, my master's delayed in coming, I don't know, he won't come in my lifetime, that's for sure, it'll probably be 100 years from now. My master is delayed in coming, if that's what the servant says to himself, and he begins to beat other people, the maid servants, the men servants, to eat, to drink, to get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. But that servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will shall be beaten severely. And the servant who is ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving of severe beating shall only be beaten lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much. and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. Look at the scriptures. If you don't read the scriptures daily, look at them, brothers and sisters. Read the four gospels first. Read them slowly. You don't need to write anything about them. You don't need to produce a treatise. Just read and see what God counts as most important. See what God honors in Christ. See what he upholds. See what he lauds. See what he's grateful for. And then conform your life to that. That's what's most important. I remember one time with Mother Teresa that they had a great famine where she was. And they got enough food. It was a famine, but they got enough food to stay alive. But it was very difficult. And one day, this bus, just this big bus, stopped out in front of her house. And this man got off and brought up to her food for all of the sisters, including herself. She thanked him very, very much. And she took it and she went next door to the neighbor and made sure that they first had everything that they needed. And then she and her sisters ate what was left. Brothers and sisters, that's what we want to be. We want to be a people who can give, who love the Lord, can make sacrifices for another, that we're not so self-focused that we can't see beyond our own nose. We need to be a people who reach out to others. You don't have to do anything big, just quietly. A lot of people didn't know that about Mother Teresa and all the other marvelous works that she did. They didn't know about them till many years afterwards. They were just quietly, simply done for the sake of another. But God sees. God saw it all. God saw everything. Brothers and sisters, we want to be the faithful and the prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time and everything else. Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, my master is delayed, and the maidservants to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected, hear this again, an unexpected day. We don't know when we're going to die, or we don't know when the Lord will come to us. And at an unknown hour, unexpected day and an unknown hour, he will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. Think about that. You don't want to be part of that. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. You have kindness, brothers and sisters, in you. You have generosity. You might not have gifts you think you have, or count them as gifts, but you do have them. They're in there. Ask God to anoint what he wants you to do. Ask him to bless. Then just start reaching out to the needs of others. God will hear your prayer. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.